Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. How many want to know what to do? How many of you just want to know what to do? Someone say, you just follow love. Love will never, love is of God. Tell someone, love is of God. And love is God. And love is not just not necessarily an emotion. It's not necessarily an emotion. It's, you know, it's different than that. But if you follow love, it'll bring you to prosperity. If you follow love, it'll bring you out. Amen. When you don't know what to do, love is the light of God. Amen. Love is the light of God. It always has the answer. Love is already doing the right thing. Tell somebody, love is already doing the right thing. Love is already on the right path. Love is always in the right direction. You can never go wrong when you're walking in love. When you're flowing in the divine love of God. Amen. And I want you to perceive something right now. Now we try to tell people, oh, develop love. No, let love loose. Sometimes people try to tell people to develop love. They're giving them an excuse. Some say love is already developed.
It's already developed.
You just got to release it. If Jesus is on the inside of you, love is on the inside of you. And if you just get out of the way, amen. And let that perfect love that comes from God, amen. The God kind of love, amen. The God kind of life that's on the inside of you. If you just release that love, amen, some things will start to happen. Somebody say, you don't have to study stuff. You don't have to study about love to create love, amen. All you got to do is open your heart and release it, and God will start to do some great things, amen. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or as a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and the knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains and have not charity or love, some say, I'm nothing. Say, love is the strongest flow of the Holy Ghost. You want to move a mountain, walk in love. Tell them love moves mountains. How many got obstacles in your way? Situations in your way, things that don't move, things that don't want to give up. I tell you what, love moves the mountain. Glory to God. It says, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. How many want a profit? How many want a profit in this life? How many want to increase? How many want to increase? Many people think that when you decide to walk in love, you're going to decrease. When you walk in love, you're going to lose everything because love gives. How are you going to keep getting stuff, giving everything away and doing all of that? Somebody say, love brings charity. Charity brings prosperity. Charity brings prosperity. Even though we don't understand it, we got to have our confidence in it and we got to have our faith in it. So say, the back end of love
belongs to me.
If you start to let that, you got to realize that love's just not coming from you. Love's coming from God.
Amen.
Love's coming from God. You know, many people are trying to love people in and of themselves with their own understanding, with their own mindset. They got to figure it out. All you got to do is open your heart and let the love of God flow through you, and you'll end up getting blessed too.
Amen.
You'll end up getting prosperous too. All you got to let God flow through you, and things will happen for you. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity endeth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Well, you know, sometimes we think evil. Sometimes I think evil. Look at me. Sometimes you think evil. Sometimes you're provoked. Sometimes you want to get to the point that you're not, we're not, we, don't nobody in here got any wings yet?
Amen.
We're going to learn about love. What's the benefit of love? What is the benefit of love? That once we start to do that stuff, we start to get blessed? No, the benefit of love is that love is already doing it.
Amen.
And when you do the right thing, somebody say, glory to God. See, we want people to do love. No, let love do everything. You see the difference? Do you see the difference? It says, listen, love doesn't do the things that we would do. See, if we're in ourselves, we'll do the wrong thing. We'll think the wrong thing. We'll roll down the wrong direction. We'll go in our own thing. But I tell you what, if you just jump over to love, amen, don't do love, amen, let love, which is already existing, flow through you, you'll do the right thing. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
So when you feel yourself, somebody say, glory to God, you can turn it on. You don't have to do this stuff in your own strength. You don't have to do this stuff in your own ability. Say, God is already doing it through me.
God is doing it.
People say, oh, it's just so hard. It's so hard. No, God's not asking you to do it. Do you understand? Do you see the difference? I'm seeing a revelation here saying love doesn't do any of these things. Glory to God. I might do these things, but love doesn't do it. So if I jump over into the love, if I let God's love flow through me, amen, those things won't happen.
That's right.
How many of you want to sow the right thing? How many of you want to hang in there? Many times if you want to give up in your flesh, you'll want to give up. So what do you got to do? You got to turn on love. Somebody say, turn it on. Don't develop it. See, that's the devil. See, the devil tries to tell you, thinking that it's something that you can do in and of yourself. You can't do it in yourself. Jesus is on the inside of you, and God is love. If you turn on instantaneously, somebody say, praise God, you'll be able to deal.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you just, listen, it behaves itself not unseemly, doesn't act or own, easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm telling you what, listen, the Bible says you will not be tempted beyond which God can help you. He'll give you an escape. He'll give you an escape. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
When you're tempted to be in yourself, when you're tempted to do the wrong thing, somebody say, praise God. All you got to do is turn it off and turn on Jesus. And when you turn on Jesus, love will start to happen instantaneously. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Many people are waiting for you to develop love. Well, I'm going to, you know, next, see, I'm getting better at this. It used to be, I'm growing in this stuff. I tell you what, you're already grown in it. Somebody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When you start to give God the glory and stop profiting, you know, and stop depending on your flesh, but start depending on the Spirit of God, amen, you'll realize that God is real, that love is real, that it's a supernatural love. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Amen.
That comes from heaven. There is no excuse, amen, for not flowing in God's grace and His love because it's freely given to us.
Amen.
Somebody say, beloved,
let us love one
another. For love is what? Love is of God.
Amen.
Love is of God. Is love of you?
Mm-mm.
Is love of you?
No.
What is love of?
God.
Love is of God. It said, and everyone that loveth, somebody say, praise God, is born of God.
Amen.
It's not everybody that can do it. Didn't say that. It said, everyone that loveth is born of God. That means they're connected with God. Anybody that can open up and let God come through, guess what? They're born of God. How many are born of God?
Amen.
Therefore, you can love.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say it's supernatural.
It's supernatural.
Anybody can act nice, but everybody can't love.
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. It said, rejoice is not in iniquity, rejoices, but rejoice is in the truth. Beareth all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. How many of you want to do that? How many of you want to bear all things? Got some things that seem just so heavy to bear. Amen. Say, I can't bear it.
I can't bear it.
Thank God love can.
Thank God love can. Hallelujah.
Some of you got some situations and you wonder, I don't know whether I'm going to be able to love through this one. This person's starting to irk me. I don't think I got that much more I can give. Amen. They done worn me out. And I've been telling people wrong. We, you know, instead of teaching people how to love, oh, you just better love. That's hard. You know what I'm saying? People wearing themselves out. It can't be done. Somebody say, you better just let Jesus love through you.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beareth all things, believes all things, hope things, and endures all things. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I can't love them. Get out of the way. Jesus can. That's what salvation is all about. We believe that the Holy Ghost is living and abiding on the inside of us. We're not trying to create Jesus in us. He's already there. He's already developed. Amen. He's already developed. Amen. See, we got to learn these things. If any man be in Christ, behold, he's a new creature. See, back in the day, back, you know, I heard saints, people preach us. Listen, I went down to the front and the Holy Ghost got a hold of me. Amen. And everything looked new. I talked differently. I walked differently. Everything about me was differently. What was it? They learned that Jesus came to live on the inside of them and he was already developed.
Right.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So listen, charity, somebody say love.
Love.
Never fails.
Hallelujah.
How many of you want to win? How many of you want to win? It says, listen, but whether there be prophecies, they will fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. All those other things are manifestations of God, but not God. Are you hearing me? All those other things are manifestations of God, but not God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Only love in and of itself is God. You hear the difference? Why those other things will perish away? God will always be speaking. Amen. When we get to heaven, he'll still be speaking. And when he speaks, it's prophecy, right? Amen. He'll use vessels or whatever else. And all those other things that we do is us. Amen. But love in and of itself, what is it? Somebody say, it's the Spirit of God. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when I'm flowing in divine love, I'm flowing in God. Amen. All these things, you can count on these things. Hey, we won't always be talking in tongues. We won't always be taught when we get to heaven. Amen. There'll be no reason for it. Amen. We'll all speak the heavenly language constantly. Amen. And everybody will need to be one language. Glory to God. There won't be diversity of tongues. There'll be one voice. And that'll be the voice of God.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For where we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, somebody say a child.
Child.
Everybody say a child.
Child.
Say it again, a child.
A child.
I spake as a child and I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man. Somebody say, when I became a man. Say it again.
When I became a man.
Y'all can give us a little bit more than that. Hallelujah. When I became a man.
A man.
I put away
childish.
Things. How many want to become a man overnight?
Amen.
Now I know you got to develop certain things and grow up in God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say there's one man. His name is Jesus. Somebody say
his name is Jesus.
So when you want to become Jesus, you put away childish things. Somebody say put yourself away. Amen. And become the man or woman that God wants you to be. And that's Jesus himself. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, when you're a child, see, we're all children of God.
Amen.
Somebody say, hey, hallelujah. I'm getting out there. We're all children of God. Amen. But there's coming a day when we shall be like him. We'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We'll almost be there. Somebody say glory to God. Now we have him on the inside. We haven't completely become all that God intended us to be.
Amen.
Amen. There's coming a day we'll be able to walk through walls. We'll have that recreated body that God talked about.
Hallelujah.
What Jesus did, we'll also be able to do. Technically, we'll grow up and be just like him.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
That's fully developed, isn't it?
Yes.
That's fully developed. Now listen, but when we put away childish things, glory to God, we become who God wants us to be.
Amen.
If you want to grow up, go down. Like that thing, somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I can't go there. I'm not going to say it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. No. Hallelujah. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
See, it's childish, amen, just to, not to walk in the love of God, not to jump over into the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When can you become a man? When you put Jesus on. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. And now abide faith, hope, and charity. Faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is what?
Love.
How many of you guys are focusing on things that isn't the greatest? Those things are good, right? Some of you got great hope. You expect God to do everything. That's good, isn't it? Some of you got great faith. I believe God's going to do this. Amen. But the greatest thing, amen, the most potent thing is love.
Amen.
Does your love exceed your faith? Does your love exceed your expectation? Amen.
Yes.
The greatest of these things is charity. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Follow after charity. Somebody say follow love. Desire spiritual gifts, but walk. Somebody say amen. Have a desire for spiritual gifts, amen. But don't follow spiritual gifts. Desire them, amen. That's nice, amen. But follow. Somebody say follow the divine flow. How many got a divine flow on the inside of you? You just love something you don't know why. You just love people you don't know why. Amen. There's something about it. Just won't let you let them go. Amen. Amen. So what are you to do with that? Somebody say, I'm to follow charity. Somebody say hallelujah. Love's not going to lead you wrong. Love's not going to lead you wrong. Love's of God. Somebody say amen. If the devil's going to lead you, he's not going to lead you by love. He's going to lead you by lust, greed, ambition. Amen. It's going to do something to satisfy your flesh. That's how the devil leads people, by the flesh. Amen. But love comes out of the spirit. Amen. Love comes out of the spirit, and God will lead you by love. How many want to do the right thing in Nations Church? Amen. The right thing in the community. Amen. Well, the right thing is to follow the love of God on the inside of your heart. That love will never cause you to fail. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now stand up and bless God. I'm done. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That's good. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are.